Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English we speak.
From bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello, I'm Feifei, and it's time again for The English We Speak. And with me is Rob.
Hello, everyone.
Rob, what is that awful smell of fish?
Ah, you mean these smoked kippers that I've got here?
Smoked kippers? Why have you got smoked kippers in the studio?
To illustrate today's phrase. And this long pan is a kettle. It's not the thing you boil water in.
Oh, right. So, what is the fish-related phrase, then?
The phrase is, a different kettle of fish. We say it to mean a situation or subject that is being discussed is completely different from the one you're talking about.
A strange phrase indeed. So, we could say writing English is a very different kettle of fish from speaking it.
Yes, we can. It means it's a different thing. Let's hear some more examples.
I loved the first film, but the sequel was a different kettle of fish.
Heating a ready meal in the microwave is one thing, but preparing a freshly cooked meal is a different kettle of fish.
Camping on the beach would be amazing, but camping in the rain would be a different kettle of fish.
So when something is a different kettle of fish, it means to be completely different from something that has been talked about. I've got it now, Rob.
Good. You can also say to be another kettle of fish. So then, Feifei, how about coming round to my house and eating some of this fish?
Rob, going to your house is one thing, but trying your cooking is a different kettle of fish.
Oh, don't you like fish?
Fish is okay. It's your cooking that isn't.
Oh, I shall eat alone then. Come on, fishy wishies.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
The English We Speak.
From BBC Learning English.